There are so many people that I could recommend for Follow Friday that when I make a list, I always feel like I'm leaving someone out. So if you're someone that I talk to every day and I learn with, I hope I'll get you next time if I forgot you this time. I'd like to start out with leaders in education who really inspire me. Pam Moran, she's at Pam Moran, and she's a superintendent, I believe, in Virginia. And she's always sharing insights and resources from conferences that she goes to, work groups that she's in. Just feel like she's very dynamic and always learning, and just a great role model for superintendents. Canyons Dave, at Canyons Dave, is another superintendent who also does the same, shares his learning with everyone on Twitter, so I really appreciate that. In the principal category, George Kuros is one of the principals I think that many of us would love to have and work with every day. He's dynamic, he's energetic, he's really understands the power of relationships with families and kids, and I think that his staff are very lucky to have him. BHS principal, Patrick Larkin, is another principal who just is really down to earth. And when I was having a dilemma about changing schools for next year, he gave me some advice, took the time to make a comment on a blog post that I wrote, and that really meant a lot. So thank you very much, and I would totally recommend him. Oh my gosh, if I start listing teachers, I know that I will be here for a very long time, but I am going to mention a few of my favorites. At Shell Terrell, Shelley Terrell is just an amazing leader. You probably already follow her, but she has got so many projects going, and probably the head organizer for the Reform Symposium Conference this weekend, a free virtual online conference, which is amazing, I think. So Shelley, hats off to you. You need to follow her if you aren't already. Lisa Dabbs at Teaching with Soul is my friend and my co-presenter this weekend at the Reform Symposium. And she has years of experience in the classroom and as an administrator, and I really admire her wisdom and her perspective. She is very involved with New Teacher Chat. I think she is the moderator of New Teacher Chat, and just has such a great outlook, very positive and encouraging, and just so many years of wisdom and practical applications of all the theory that we talk about. I'm going to head up to Canada now for some recommendations. At Grade 1, Aviva has a blog where she shares stories of what her kids are doing. Her first graders are doing amazing things. She's open. She's encouraging. She's probably the most highly commenting blogger I've ever seen. She reads blogs and comments on other people's and writes her own. And I just really admire Aviva and her dedication to teaching and her PLN. At Saska Teach and at Molly B. Mom are more Canadian educators that I learn from every day. At Fit Teach, FITEACH, Jamie is another Canadian educator that I connect with. At Fly on the Seawall, another wonderful friend up there who shares resources, has a wonderful blog. And now let's go a little farther around the world to Switzerland, where at Vicky Loris is a teacher, and just she is like a soul sister, one of those people that I've met that I feel like I've known forever. She's very encouraging and supportive, shares great ideas, and really is a worthwhile person to have in your personal learning network. At Gret is another new friend that I've met, and I believe she's in Argentina, and she's been an active member in the Twitter exercise motivation team, and I really appreciate getting to know her. She's a great educator and someone to follow. And before I end, I better go back to the U.S. and mention a couple people. I believe I already mentioned Saska Teach, at Saska Teach. At the Homework Dog, Saska Teach and I were all talking one day, and then at KMP 444, Kathy joined us, And we were talking about what we should call our Twitter exercise motivation team. And we came up with the hashtag and started using it to encourage each other to exercise. And we've been joined by many people around the world, which is awesome. And I just wanted to mention them as really important people in my PLN because they helped me learn not only for education, but about taking care of myself. At Siberian Man 1, Jerry, who's everywhere it seems, with all of his resource web pages and his participation in chats, I really appreciate him. And if you don't follow Jerry, you're missing out. Just a few more people that I'd like to recommend. At CoolCat222, she has a great sense of humor, a fellow California educator, and just another wonderful teacher that just helps me stay positive and helps me laugh at myself sometimes. And while I'm on the subject of laughing, I'd like to also mention at Kelly Power, another fabulous role model for us in terms of sharing resources. She has a beautiful blog. Just very inspired by getting to know her and her work. Also, I'm sure you're following at Amanda C. Dykes. Amanda is someone you want to always have in your Twitter stream to give you a good laugh, but also she does take teaching seriously. She has some great insights, and her sense of humor always gets me every time, which I really love and appreciate because teaching certainly is a very serious endeavor, and we need to have people around us who can kind of make us laugh, and sometimes at ourselves. Before I go, I have one more person who adds so much to my personal learning, and that's Will at PeopleGoG. Will has a great blog where he integrates aspects of social media and bloggers from all different domains to help us really be great, I think, collaborators in furthering education for all kids. So I really appreciate Will, his candor, his enthusiasm. I admire him for going for a doctorate. Yikes, and what a lot of work. So thank you, Will, for including me in your blog as well. And also a hats off to his wonderful wife at El Spanish, who's started a blog recently, and I really enjoy following her. So I think that's going to be it for now. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have someone that you think I missed, I'm sure I missed lots of people that I follow who I love. But if you have someone, please put it in the comments below. And thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.